truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah, I'm the one. Early morning in the dawn, know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah, I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators.
Like a fastball off the chin, Chris. You know, Chris is, he sees me fumbling and stumbling trying to set up the camera.
He goes, no huddle offense.
You're going to check and see if that thing,
make sure
if
it's
I even press play. Yeah.
We're live here. Live.
And he
live.
Just throws the music on. It's not like, Chris is our fabulous board guy. He's the best board guy at 94.9, by the way. But no warning, just fires us on the air.
Just starts playing the music and goes. That's it.
Well, Chris, you're going to be a star again today. We don't have Dougie Fresh. We don't have Doug Braun from Service Station Equipment in the studio here today like we did last week. So you're on the money for Funny or Makes You Money next segment. Are you ready? Have you been thinking about it?
He's been thinking
about something.
When do you start to feel the pressure of the perfect streak?
Yeah.
Like, is it 12 for 12? Like, at one point, you're going to crack.
Get yourself a mic, Chris. We let Chris be a part of the show. Chris is going to be back here next week when we're live remote at the home show. Chris will be, you'll be here in studio making sure everything works. Is that right, Chris?
That is correct.
Look at him. He's back.
That's it. Ah. It's already a better show. It's already a top three show.
It's going to be a great show.
I can't wait. I'm excited about this.
Live at the home show next week will be, though, the best show of all time. I know we were texting last night and I said this would be the best show of all time.
Well, yeah, but next week is a new
next
time.
Week we're going to top it.
That's it.
I'm always just looking to top it. But we've got so much to do here. So much of Martin's money to give away. I don't know if you guys know this, but I asked the station for an extra hour today. Chris, you know, you're shaking your head like you knew this. Was this talk around the station all week here in Ledyard while me and Pat were like working our jobs, you know, going out there and doing it? Was this talk? Was this brought up?
Actually, this is the first time hearing it. But
Now your face didn't look like it was the first time hearing it. Now, all of a sudden.
I was just intrigued.
You were intrigued. Well, we asked for a second hour, and we were turned down on the second hour. We wanted to give away much of Martin's money on this show. Which, Chris, by the way, I know the 94.9ers out there, 94.9ers. It's almost like the 49ers.
That's fantastic. I like that we have 90. How have we not said 94.9ers before?
Does anybody do 94.9ers on the station?
We've got to have t-shirts made. Like that's.
Oh, man. Huh. I think that's all time.
That could be a football team.
You know the 94.9ers want more opportunities for Martin's money. We're giving away Martin's money in the show. We've got an update. What's the scoreboard on Mega Martin's money?
We are looking. I just actually brought it up. We've still got, as of our tally yesterday, via the newsletter, by the way, which is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Big piece. We'll talk about that in a minute. Andy from Griswold rocking out with 45. Jim from Mystic at 25. And Joe from Colchester close at 20.
All right.
Solid
run. If you haven't been following along the last 2 weeks, the first two rounds of Mega Martin's money, you still got time. I know those scores sound daunting. Andy from Griswold at 45. Mm. And then Jim from Mystic at 25 in second.
And then Joe at 20. Yeah.
I know they sound like a lot, but we're going to be giving away a lot of points on this show.
Mm.
Okay, so all you got to do is you got to have the number like saved. Save it for these next three segments. 860-464-9490 is the number to call in. That's where you're going to want to call to get online and get some of these points. What do you get for the Mega Martin money package, Pat?
Oh, everything on earth right now. We're giving away.
It is the biggest package ever.
It's ridiculous.
Multiple thousands of dollars.
So you got I think the key part of that, right, is lunch with Martin, you and I, Michael Jordan's. Open tab. Just get what you want. We don't care. Make sure you get all the deliciousness.
Get whatever. Get a steak. The best steak they make.
Swag bag full of like Service Station stuff. Those horribly ugly shirts they gave us last week. But there's gonna be some better stuff in there.
They're gonna
shirts. We're gonna get new stuff in there. It's gonna be better.
Don't worry about the shirts.
Gift cards galore. And then the craziness this year. Dougie told us last week, right? You get a choice between the oil tank, a load of pool water, or some denomination of concrete. We don't know what unit of concrete. But that's just there. It's with everything else.
You get to
pick
from a brand new oil tank, a load of concrete, a big load, a very big load.
Or a full load of pool
water. I've heard it's very big.
That's what he says.
Or a load of the pool water. Which
on top of everything else.
On top of all that other stuff.
It's not like in lieu of.
The lunch at Michael Jordan's is fantastic. I'm licking my chops waiting for that. And then the gift cards. We're going to give away a ton of gift cards in that swag bag if you get enough points on the leaderboard. And you're also going to get to join us on the air at the service station equipment booth.
Yep.
And give away those other two prizes
yes.
next week. So if you pick the oil tank, you help us give away the pool water and the concrete. All right. We're also going to give away some of Martin's money on the show. And we've got tickets to the home show where we'll be live remoting next week.
So excited.
At Mohegan Sun.
Finally have them in hand.
We've got them all in hand. I sent some out that Dougie Fresh gave us.
Yep.
Now we've got some more to give out. We've got a bunch to give out. So a lot of people are going to go on a home show after today. 860-464-9490. Line up the calls because when we come back, we're getting into money or funny. Does it make you money or does it make you funny? And we're going to roll right into some of Martin's money right after that. Stay with us. 860-464-9490 is the number. You're listening to Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Radio. This is Byron Lazine, One & Company, William Ravis Real Estate, with Pat Kenny of Barnum Plans. Giving away a ton of money today. Lots of Martin's money. We've got a leaderboard for Mega Martin's Money, which is the package that is awarded next week at the home show at Mohegan Sun.
The crazy package.
Andy from Griswold's in the lead spot, 45 points.
Solid, but not insurmountable.
No,
it's a good lead, but we're going to give away.
Jim from Mystics in second with 25 points. And we got Joe from Colchester with 20 points. So here's what we're going to do. We're giving away 25 points right off the rip here today. All right. So theoretically, Andy from Griswold, and the points just might go up in the show. So if Andy from Griswold calls in first, gets it right or something.
Maybe we have a 50-point question.
Now it seems like he has this insurmountable lead. That's just right, Pat. We may have a 50-point question.
Got to make it
exciting. It might be a layup, too.
That's it.
You know, so if I'm Jin from Mystic, he could be getting a 5-point lead right off the bat. You never know. You never know how this is going to roll down, all right? Before we do all that, though, so line up the calls, 860-464-9490, because we're going to give the question out right after Chris is done with his favorite round, his favorite new addition to the show, headlines. Do they make you money or do they make you funny? Chris, you know the music to hit.
Mm-hmm. So excited.
But he didn't have it ready.
He knows.
He knows.
He just acknowledges. Yep.
He says, yeah. All right, Chris. Headline number one. This is from MyKCM. Not a lot of people know this one. All right. MyKCM.com. The top states Americans moved to last year. There's an infographic involved. Does this headline make you money or funny?
Give it to me one more time, please.
The top states Americans moved to last year, parentheses, infographic.
It's like a spelling bee. Can you use it in a sentence?
Well,
what's the origin?
This is actually... I don't see any monetary value of top states that people move to.
You don't?
I don't see any monetary gain, so I'll probably say funny because it is funny to the point where if people move from Connecticut to these states, where we actually
judges,
lose money.
Which is Pat.
It pains me. Don't let the smile on my face fool you to tell you that I disagree.
I disagree too. And I'm also a judge, Chris. So that's the first one you've ever gotten wrong.
I didn't know I'd feel this upset about it. Like, it bothers me.
He went, what'd you go last week? You were undefeated last week, or we let Doug? What did we do last
week? No, he was
week?
The first week with you. He
was undefeated.
He's batting 1,000, and then Dougie Fresh went 3-for-4.
We didn't count that, though. And you're
it was
now 0-for-1. So you came up from the minors. You had that lucky first game. You know, you went 4-for-4, and now here you are 0-for-1. All right.
The fast pitch looks different in the big leagues.
All right, Chris.
All right.
Headline number two is from NBC Connecticut. In North Haven, Amazon leads town businesses in record growth. Would that make you money or funny, Chris?
That is money right there.
Layup. I like
that's
it.
That's a layup.
It's a layup.
He can hit the layups.
That's a good recovery. That's a meatball coming in.
If you're in the layup line before the game, warming up, you're not going to be the guy that bricks. You're making it every time. You're 1 for 2, Chris. Way to go. All right, the next one's Washington Post. Washington Post. They met on a dating app, but he was really looking for a getaway driver in a bank robbery.
Funny.
It's funny. That is pretty funny.
I think he's got that one. That is,
but not for nothing. Let's just for fun. Just for fun, though.
I don't find bank it funny robbery, or money.
The bank robbery makes you money. And the fact that he looks for it on a dating app is pretty... I would have given you either, actually, to be fair.
I guess. We'll give you 2 for 3. I don't know. I don't know if it is either. All right. Headline number 4, USA Today. You wouldn't believe this. An ad just flew over the headline. It flew and swallowed the headline.
It's actually just a giant gray bar that says, nope, you don't get to read this.
KFC and Crocs set out to make your dreams of wearing a bucket of chicken come true.
There's a visual attached to this one, so we'll give you a
little
hint.
You're going to give him the visual, okay.
I'm going to give you the visual on that one.
I thought we just gave him the headline. Now he's laughing. I mean, he's laughing.
I think this visual is important, though.
Say that headline one more time. I just want to hear it again.
KFC and Crocs set out to make your dreams of wearing a bucket of chicken come true.
I want to say this is funny, but it's actually a money, because the reason why is because KFC is working with Crocs in order to try to create a new product for people that love both chicken and Crocs to enjoy.
I'm giving him that answer.
Because he had such a thoughtful...
I love that response.
Response. I'm going to give you that one too, Chris. You're 3 for 4. You're 7 for 8 lifetime. You're going to the Hall of Fame someday.
No, this is his third round.
Well, okay, what did he do on the third round?
He was 8 for 8, and now he's 7 for 7 coming into this week.
7 for 7. So he's now
10 for 11.
10 for 11. You're unbelievable. You're heading to the Hall of Fame for sure, Chris. Chris, congratulations. You've won again this week. Headlines that make you money or make you funny. We're going to take from one of those headlines and give you an opportunity to win some of Martin's money. All right. We've got tickets to the home show. Everybody that calls in that gets something right is getting tickets to the home show. Okay, you get points, you get Martin's money, you're getting tickets to the home show. We're going to be live remoting next week at Mohegan Sun for the home show in the service station equipment booth. We're going to give away this Mega Martin's money package, all right?
It's going to be just bananas.
Leaderboard is 45 points. Andy from Griswold's in the lead with 45, but we're giving away 25 points right now. We're going to give away a bunch of points here on the show. All right, first question. It's from one of the headlines that Chris just eloquently dominated on headlines. You totally dominated all these headlines. Actually, this is the one that you totally missed, by the way. This is the one headline you didn't get right.
Dominated you.
To be fair, I thought it was a little vague on the headline.
Okay, all right.
You better when you don't have
excuses,
Chris.
We're not going to be fair.
It's all right. I like
anymore.
You better. Just handle it.
You're not going to bat 3 for 4 against me ever again, by the way. All right. So did Connecticut make the top 10 list for states moving in, the most moving into, or moving out of? This is from Keeping Current Matters. My KCM did the infographic.
Well, it's great because every year Atlas Van Lines does the study, right? So they...
Yep.
We've used this before. We've done this, I think, actual graphic.
That's right.
I think every year now almost. It's actually very interesting to see... Yeah, because who else would know better, right, than the moving companies?
Yeah, this is from their migration pattern study by tracking their customers' movement state to state during the course of the year. So 2019 numbers are in, and all you got to do is answer if Connecticut was in the top 10 of states moving into, or if they were in the top 10 of states moving out of. 860-464-9490 is the number. If you get that right, you're going to the home show. You're going to the home show to see us next week. You're getting 25 points on the board for Mega Martin's money, and you're getting a gift card to Christopher's.
Ooh.
In Groton.
That's right.
Don't forget about that. We got Christopher's.
I'm excited about that.
All right, so you get all kinds of goodies. If the points don't work out for you by the end of this show, you're still going to Christopher's.
Yeah, you're still going to have a good time.
You know?
Drown your sorrows.
All right, name and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Mystic.
Uh-oh,
here we go, Jim.
I love this.
Jim, so you have kind of a layup like Chris had earlier. And if you don't brick this layup, you're going to be awarded 25 points, which is going to put you in the lead. You'll be at 50 points, where Andy's at 45. So this is big. You're going to, you're getting a gift card to Christopher's. A lot of pressure. Was Connecticut, according to the Atlas Van Line study that we found on MyKCM, was Connecticut in the top 10 list for moving in or moving out in 2019?
Moving out.
He's got the lead.
He's got it, and he's got it by just a little bit, because Connecticut was number 10 on the list.
Almost didn't make the list.
They barely made the top 10, which is good news. We're trending in the right direction, because it was different in 2018. All right, Jim from Mystic, congratulations. You got another 25 points going towards the Mega Martins money package, which puts you in first place. Andy from Griswold now sitting in second place. Okay. What else are you getting? You're getting Christopher's. You're getting, you already have home show tickets, right? Do you have home show tickets?
I haven't got them yet.
Well, they're coming to you. All right. So you got home show tickets coming your way. Congratulations. Stay with us, because you don't know if Andy from Griswold or somebody else is going to sneak past you. The next one we're giving away is worth 30 points. So, all right, Jim from Mystic, congrats. What are you going to be picking, by the way? You getting the oil tank, the concrete, or the pool water?
I would take the concrete.
You would take the concrete? What are you going to do with it? You have something to bury? What are you doing with that?
No, we're going to do an addition.
Okay, so you take the concrete towards the addition. All right, Jim, stay with us. You got a chance to get some more points later in the show. All right, next question is worth 30 points.
It's getting serious now.
We're just going to keep going up on the points. And like you said, we may just throw a 50-pointer out there. Jim from Mystic's in the lead right now. He's got 50 points. We may throw a 51-pointer out there.
That's it.
It doesn't matter.
You have to have it.
You know?
I'm so excited about this.
Which New England state, was in the top 10 in 2019, made the top 10 for moving into? So this particular New England state made the top 10 for most migration moving into, if that makes any sense in the world. Do you think that makes sense?
Are you asking me if it makes sense to move into New England, or the way you asked the question?
The way I asked the question. I don't think it does.
Of the states in New England, which one made the list of top 10 inbound? That's it.
Inbound. There you go.
It's in the article. It's next to the graphic.
All I have to do is read.
It's
all
right. Okay.
Chris, go ahead and put the next caller through. Name and where you calling from.
Hey, my name is Tom. I'm calling from Gales Ferry.
All right, Tom. Wow, Tom, you're going to get 30 points here. You're going to get on the board for the Mega Martin money package. You're going to go to Christopher's. You're going to get tickets to the home show. You're going to get all kinds of stuff if you get this right. Which New England state was in the top 10 of inbound states for 2019? I like that word, inbound.
There you go.
I like inbound. Inbound is a comfortable word. I would say New Hampshire.
Oh, it's a really good guess.
It's a good guess.
But sadly, when we tell you it's a good guess, it means it's not the right guess.
Stay on the line anyways. We're sending you to the home show. Chris is going to get you hooked up. We're sending you to the home show, so stay on the line.
All right, thank you.
All right, so it wasn't New Hampshire. Which state in New England experienced the most inbound migration?
Yeah.
They made the top 10 for the entire country. Idaho was number one for inbound.
Yeah, I need to dive into this, because there has to be there's a driver for that. Like, no one from New Jersey just goes, you know what, let's pack up the kids, we're going to Idaho. There's got to be a reason. I don't know what it is.
Got to be some good industry going. 860-464-9490 is the number. All you got to do is call in and tell us which New England state made the top 10 in 2019 for most inbound migration. 860-464-9490. If you get that right, you're getting 30 points on the board for Mega Martin's money. Jim from Mystic is in the lead, and I can't believe Andy from Griswold sleeping at the wheel right now.
Just on the sidelines.
Jim from Mystic on the board with 50 points. Andy from Griswold is sitting there at 45. I don't know if he went to the bathroom, if he's under the bleachers.
I mean, he missed the layup. It's a one or two question.
He doesn't want to call in right now.
Maybe he's waiting for the 50-pointer. He's just going to come in and dominate at the end.
And miss this one. Yeah, he might be doing that. He might be waiting in the weeds. But now he's in second. He can't be waiting in the weeds too long. Which New England state was in the top 10 for most inbound migration in 2019? 860-464-9490. Even if you get it wrong, we're sending you the home show. And, of course, there's a Christopher's gift card on the line automatically. So if the points don't work out for you, you're still going to Christopher's. You can't lose.
You can drown your sorrows.
You cannot lose on Real Estate Radio. That's what Martin wanted to do. He said, we need to come up with a show where we've got nothing but eighth place trophies. You know, nothing but eighth place and seventh place trophies. This would drive Martin nuts, by the way. He's definitely not an eighth place trophy guy. This is
the anti Martin right now.
This is cringeworthy for him to hear that.
We are the winningest show on 94.9, though. You call in and you just win.
Just win money. Martin's money all day long as we lead up to the home show next week at Mohegan Sun in the service station equipment booth. It's going to be bonkers. 860-464-9490 is the number. We're giving away that big Mega Martin's money package.
Craziness.
Giving away Christopher's. Got to call in. Tell us which New England state made the top 10 for inbound. Chris, you want to go to break or do you want to put them through? Put them through, Chris. Name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Name and where are you calling from? We're up against a break, so we're going to move quickly here on this one.
Tatiana from Waterford.
Hi, Tatiana.
Hi. All right. Tatiana, which
Florida?
One? No. Which New England state? We're going to give you another shot here. Which New England state made the top 10 for most inbound migration? So Connecticut made the top 10 for moving out. Which New England state made the top 10 for inbound?
North Carolina?
No, New England state. Just out of the New England ones.
I would say Maine.
Ah.
Another good guess. Too far north.
Wasn't Maine. Okay. Don't worry. Stay in the line. We're going to get you hooked up to the home show. Come say hello to us at the service station equipment booth, Tatiana. We'd love to say hello to you. All right. 860-464-9490 is the number. I mean, this is why you do live radio, Pat.
Just fire. Just go. So good. Chris is going to lose his mind.
Real Estate Radio, stay with us. 94.9 News Now and stimulating talk. I have a feeling. I have a prediction, Chris. This segment right here, segment 3, as we sit here on February 15th, 2020, of Real Estate Radio, is going to be one of the most iconic
segments
of all time.
100%.
Right now, what we have lined up is what they call radio magic. We're coming down the stretch here.
And by they, you mean me and you and Chris.
And Martin.
And Martin.
We're coming down the stretch of Mega Martin's Money. The biggest package of all time, where the winner gets to pick between a free oil tank, between a whole bunch, as I call it, concrete, a load of pool water. You get to pick between that. You get gift cards to local restaurants. You get lunch with the Martin, me, and Pat. Chris is going to come by. Michael Jordan's. Anything you can eat. Have a steak. Have a wing. Have whatever you want.
Craziness.
You're getting service station equipment swag. You're getting a multiple $1,000 package next week at Mohegan Sun in the service station equipment booth at the home show where we're doing this show live. And right now what we have on the phone lines is we've got Jim from Mystic back on the lines ready to answer this question. Jim from Mystic, by the way, is in the lead with 50 points with a 30-point question on the line. And right behind Jim from Mystic, we've got Andy from Griswold, who's in second with 45 points. And possibly with a 35-point question, which would put this whole thing tied up. Can you believe it, Chris?
Chris is dying to slide that. Put him on. Hit
him. Before we get to all that, Jim from Mystic's got to get this question right. Jim, I've set the stage for you.
With no pressure.
With absolutely no pressure. You're at 50 points. You're in the lead. You've got a 30-point question here. If you get this right, you're in the lead big time. But Andy from Griswold's right behind you. So the question is, which New England state made the top 10 for most inbound migration in 2019?
Vermont.
This is earth-shatteringly sad, Jim. It's just we had these grandiose plans for you and Andy.
But it could still happen. All right.
All right.
All of the build up there for nothing. It was not Vermont.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Jim.
It's a good guess, but
definitely keep listening because I want this magic moment to happen. Stay with us. Andy from Griswold might take the lead if he gets this right. Andy from Griswold, do you know the question, Andy?
Yes.
Hey, where were you in the first? Were you lying in the weeds? What's been your strategy here?
I was calling constantly trying to get on, but I kept getting a busy signal.
You were getting the busy from Chris.
It's been a hectic morning.
It has.
All right. Well, you've got a chance now to take the outright lead by 25 points. This would put you above Jim from Mystic, ahead of the whole field. Well, you're taking the oil tank, right?
Yeah.
If you get this,
the plan.
Taking the oil tank. All right.
Yeah.
Andy from Griswold, which New England state made the top 10 for most inbound migration in 2019?
Rhode Island.
The Roadies.
Oh, there it is.
Did you see that somewhere, or was it process elimination at this point? I think they're the only one left.
I listened and pulled up the graphics as you guys were talking.
See, that's why we tell people. Like,
this isn't difficult.
It's really not. We tell people exactly where it comes from because this is fun. We try to give stuff away. Listen,
this is what Andy had a lot of time waiting for the busy signal to come through. All right.
I mean, you got lucky. We eliminated Florida and North Carolina before you got on the phone.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So that was we made it easy, I think.
This is why we do live radio. This is why I prefer to be here in studio and in Ledger. All right, Andy from Griswold, you're now in the lead. Martin's going to like that. He's a Griswold guy. I don't know if you know that. Do you know Martin's a Griswold guy?
Yeah.
Are you friends with Martin, or you got something?
No, I just know he's up here. So, yeah.
You know he's up there. All right. You guys, there's not going to be a beef at this Michael Jordan's if you end up winning, is there?
We're not
going to be any separation happening.
No, we'll be good.
All right. Andy from Griswold, you're in the lead. You've now got 75 points. Jim from Mystic has 50. Joe from Colchester, where are you? We got the search dogs out for you.
That's it. I don't know what's happening.
He's got 20. We're going to give away a bunch of points. So, all right, Andy, stay with us because you don't know what's going to happen here in the next 20 minutes.
Yep.
All right. He doesn't sound too excited.
I think he there's nerves, man. There's got to be.
We're going to keep these questions coming at you hot and heavy. So keep your fingertips ready. 860-464-9490. Is the number.
We got more
who's
stuff.
Up next, Chris? Because I'm going to give him the question once you put him on. Right here, he
Hello?
Says. I said, who do we got? He says right here. Name and where you're calling from.
David from Lyme.
Okay, David from Lyme. Should we bump the points up to get him into the...
This is a 35-er. Like, this is already puts him in third.
Yeah, that's
gets it right. 35
points. Jim from Lyme. The question
David
now is going to be...
Oh, David, sorry.
No, I'm sorry, David from Lyme. David, the question is going to be, which state was number one on the list for most outbound activity in 2019? Connecticut, we said earlier, came in number 10. So we are improving from 2018, but in a bad category. Which state was the number one, had the number one most move outs in 2019?
California.
Not California. All right, David, stay with us. We're going to still send you over to the home show. Chris will get you hooked up. Next caller name and where you're from. Name and where you calling from?
Stacy from Essex.
Stacy, you've got no points on the board yet, Stacy. I just looked at the board. This is your first time calling on the Mega Martin money package, huh? All right. Well, you're going to get 35 points if you get this right. You're going to Christopher's and Groton if you get it right. And we're sending you the home show either way. Which state was number one on the list for moving out in 2019?
Moving out or in?
Out.
Out. I was calling about the inbound question.
That one was answered. So now we're on to a new question, which would be, we said earlier in the show, Connecticut was number 10 on the moving out list, on the outbound list. Which state?
In New England or just in general?
This is just number one in general. It is, you know, it's not too far from here, so I'll give you that hint.
New Jersey.
Ah, they're on the list.
New Jersey's in the top 10, but they weren't number one. That was a very good guess, Stacy. Stay in line. We're still sending you the home show next week at Mohegan Sun. Chris will get you hooked up with that.
Okay, thank you.
Chris is underwater right now. We've got him all over the place.
Okay.
He's got the hold. He's getting
just
there.
Just stay with us, Stacy. He'll take care of you.
All right.
Thank you. yeah, I think that was a very good guess.
That was a great guess. Couple that with your hint. I mean, I think it's a layup at this point.
We can knock this 35-pointer out.
To get you into third place, unless it's one of the top two.
I got to imagine right now Andy and and Jim from Mystic. These guys are jockeying for phone position right now.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to set up that magic moment where they were both going to be tied.
I got way too excited about that.
Instead, we've got Andy from Griswold in at, what's he got? 75 points. And
Jim's at 50.
Jim's at 50, and this is a 35-point question, so Jim could now take over if he gets next in line. I don't know how this is all going to work out, but...
Well, we still got Joe from Colchester who's hanging out with 20. He drops a 35, or he's in second place.
Yeah, he could jump right up here. A lot of jockeying. This is like, what do they call that? That last stretch on the Kentucky Derby. The last leg, is that what they call it?
I think it's right.
On the Kentucky Derby. 860-464-9490. Is the number. Even if you get it wrong, we're sending you to the home show. You can come up, say hi to us. We'll be doing the show live next week at Mohegan Sun at the home show in the service station equipment booth. You can meet Martin at the booth and convince him, even if you don't win, to bring you to the Mega Martin Money Lunch. We're going to turn Michael Jordan's into a cafeteria.
You might have a separate table, but we might bring you in.
He's taking care of the whole place, possibly.
He's known to be that guy. He'll look up and down and say, hey, listen, I got his, I got hers.
The best way to guarantee a seat at the table is to win the Mega Martin Money Package, which Andy from Griswold's in the lead. 860-464-9490. If you can tell us which state was the number one states Americans moved out of last year, so the most outbound activity, which state was that? We told you earlier Connecticut was in the top 10, but they were just number 10, where I think last year, what were they last year in 2018?
We were definitely higher up on that list.
They were higher in the top 10, but now, so we're moving in the right direction. Maybe next year we'll be out of the top 10.
That'd be nice. I don't even want to get greedy and get into the moving in just yet. I just want to get out of...
I'd love to get into the moving in.
But I'm happy next year just getting out of the category of the outbound. I think that's a little victories, man. I like little victories.
I'll tell you what, because at the top of next segment, we're going to talk about some of the open houses and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I've got a really good number for the New England, New London County homeowners.
Yeah.
In January. You ready for this number, Pat? I know you're interested in numbers. In January, single family homes was up from January this year to January last year, 13% average sale price.
Wow.
Condos, 21%.
Oh.
From January 19 to January in 20.
That's fantastic.
When you're looking at January.
So there's some competition, right? In theory, that's what drives those prices up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, there's just less good inventory right now. It's a little fun fact for you, a little real estate fun fact. Chris, you want to put one caller through before we go to break? Name and where are you calling from?
Andy from Griswold.
Oh, here he comes.
So this is where it is because
he has
the map.
He's trying to pour it on.
I love it.
Andy from Griswold, what was it? Give it to us.
New York State.
New York. You could play the, you could play a little Sinatra right now, Chris. A little New York, New York as we go to break here. We've got Andy from Griswold in the lead now, just obliterating Jim from Mystic. But you don't know what's going to happen here in the final segment. We could be giving away a lot of points.
We're crazy now.
So he's got what? 110. He's got 110 where Jim from Mystic has got 50, but we might be doing a 60-point question. Never know. Stay with us. This is Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it, New York.
Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. I'm Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. Pat Kenny here with Barnum Plans. Just an iconic show.
Just,
if I must say,
mayhem this week. It's so good.
We're giving away a ton of Martin's money. We've been doing it all day. We're leading up to the home show next week at Mohegan Sun, where we're going to give away Martin's Mega Money Package. We've got Andy from Griswold right now here in week three, leading by a blowout, right? 110 on the scoreboard, 110 points. Jim and Mystics in second at 50, and Joe from Colchester rounding up the top three at 20 points. Had a lot of people call in. A lot of people try to get these things right. you know, lots of good answers, some questionable answers, some great answers. That's how it's all broken.
Few right answers
as it is. And we've got Andy from Griswold and Lee. But this next point, this next one here, Chris, is going to be 60 points.
That's it.
It's a 60-point question, all right? That way, if Jim from Mystic wants to get back in the game, he wants to tie up Andy, we can have the Battle Royale.
If Andy wants to just absolutely dominate.
Or if Andy just wants to keep pouring it on. He's taking hot oil right now and pouring it down the throat of his competitors. That's I don't know. He might be doing that, too.
Let's see who... We got somebody hanging. Let's see who we got hanging.
All right, put him on the line here, Chris. Name him, where you're calling from.
This is Jim from Mystic.
Oh, here we go. That's Jim from Mystic.
Jim, you could be making that Cinderella moment for us right now.
I am trying.
We don't even have a question yet, but as soon as we have a question, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be Jim, square root of something.
If you were listening, you might have uncovered the answer. So this is 60 points. This will put you tied with Andy from Griswold, okay? Out of the top 10 of states that had the most migration outbound, okay, we told you earlier in the show Connecticut was number 10. You just found out with the last question that New York was number 1. Which other East Coast, Northeast state was also in the top 10 of moving out?
If memory serves me correct, you mentioned New Jersey.
Jim from Mystic, you are absolutely correct. It is New Jersey.
So
New
good.
Jersey came in at number 6 on the list.
That concrete.
There you go. Give this man his concrete.
No one has ever been this excited about real estate radio or concrete coming to their house.
Give this man his concrete.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
All right, Jim. So right now you're tied with Andy from Griswold. All right, we had to make sure you got tied there because I think Andy from Griswold's got a problem with Martin. I don't know if there's going to be a beef at this dinner, this lunch.
We're going to see, man. It's going to be Battle Royale right now.
You're tied right now with Andy from Griswold. You know, if Andy from Griswold gets some points here late in the show, he'll take this thing down. If he doesn't, maybe you'll take it down. I don't know. Or maybe you guys will be tied going into next week, and we'll have to have a face-off live at the home show. Right now, Jim, you're tied for the lead, so congrats.
Thank you, guys.
It's awesome. God, it happened. It took an extra segment, but it happened.
We're definitely going to do another question here. So whether it's Andy from Griswold or somebody else might make a late introduction into the mix here. We might have a 110-point question where somebody else can get tied.
That's it. Just drops into the mix.
From Colchester could rise from the ashes like a phoenix.
Out of nowhere.
Out of absolutely nowhere and come in and take this thing down. We might get crazy.
Before
that's
the Cinderella
though,
story.
Chris, before that, we've got to do our one in company at William Ravis rewind for the week. What happened this week and what open houses we have?
Do you want to see who's on hold
for the weekend? We're going to take their call on the last question right after this, Pat. All right. So one in company at William Ravis Real Estate. What do we do for the rewind week? We had one new listing this week. That's 48 Way Hill Road in Waterford. That came on at $219,900. And I'm sorry to say it's already under contract.
No. All right. Was it part of the rewind? Was it fast enough to be part of the rewind?
It was.
It was both a new listing and a contract.
All right, we also had one incredible reduction of price. I like to call it a price adjustment. It's actually the same thing. If you hear somebody say, I have a price adjustment, that's a price drop. We dropped 14 Atlantic Ave in Groton Long Point from $975,000 to $800,000. It's a million-dollar property all day, folks. This is a ridiculous deal.
Holy.
You want to get into GLP?
Come on.
GLP, $800,000 on Atlantic Ave. Ridiculous price drop. Showed it this week. Showing it this weekend. The market is hot. And we dropped that one like it was hot. All right. We had three under contract. One in Madison, one in Brantford, one in North Brantford. And we had three closings. East Haven, Uncasville, and East Haddam. The Uncasville closing was 53 Carroll Drive. Mm. There's a couple lots left on Carroll Drive. Okay, you're thinking about maybe getting into Uncasville, thinking about low 300s, you know,
brand new
4-bedroom, 3-bath, you know, give us a call, oneincompany.com. All right, open houses for the weekend. We've got today, 48 Way Hill Road. It's still going to be open 12 to 2 despite the under contract because it did go under contract quickly. Sunday, 2131 Long Hill Road, tomorrow in Guilford, 2131 Long Hill Road. Meredith will be there from 12 to 2. We've got 25 Rustic Lane in Madison open, 1230 to 230 with Heidi. That's 25 Rustic Lane in Madison. And 30 Walter Drive in Griswold. That's going to be open from 1 to 3 with Yola. 30 Walter Drive in Griswold. Just steps away from Patchogue Pond. Ridiculous. Ridiculous property there. Definitely one you want to check out. That's the One and Company at William Ravis Open Houses for the weekend. All right, Pat, here's the thing. We got to get away on this last question from the infographic that Andy is all over. He's all over that thing.
We've given people too much information now.
He knows about it. He's all over it. I think we got to go with something another direction. We got to throw a curveball in here.
That's it.
All right.
We've been throwing meatballs at this point for the last 20 minutes.
It's like what we serve up to Chris in headlines. Will they make you money or will they make you funny? Meatballs. And he just keeps crushing them.
Where are we going?
Yeah, I wanted to double check, but that 48 Way Hill Road in Waterford was a new listing and is now already under contract. But they are
no longer a new listing.
We are doing the open house today, despite the fact. So.
Okay.
All right.
Good. What we got? I'm excited about this.
You got the question? You want me to do the question?
You seem to have this whole bright idea of running away from the safety net.
Who do we got on the line? Name and where you're calling from.
Andy from Griswold.
Oh, man. Andy from Griswold. All right. We got to make it hard.
There is no... The infographic is dead, Andy, just so you know.
Yeah. Your mitts are all over that infographic, you know? It just wouldn't be fair if we went back to it.
Well, you know.
Andy was like, no, it's totally fine. Just you should do it again. You should ask one more question off the infographic. Okay. It's fair.
All right, so we're giving him 110 points here.
You want to do 110 on this one?
You know, I think that's what we said. We're going to give away 110 points.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, though. It's going to be
right,
like
Andy, you got to answer within the first 5 seconds. We talked about it in headlines. Will they make you money or will they make you funny?
Yeah.
Which fast food company... Which shoe company are partnering together on a deal, and in which headline was that? Which source? Go.
KFC, Crocs, USA Today.
Dude, wins. That's it. I'll buy you a separate lunch, Andy.
I cannot believe you just nailed that, Andy. That's unbelievable memory. That's great listening skills. That's what we like.
That's it.
Out of the 94 Niners. Andy from Griswold, you're now in the lead. 220 points over Jim from Mystic, sitting there at 110. What a ridiculous effort on your part. Way to be a champion today, Andy.
So good. Right. This is easily the best show we've ever done.
We got one more caller.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Is it Jim from Mystic? Please tell me it is, Chris. Name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Dave from Groton.
This is Dave from Groton.
It's a sleeper coming in.
Sleeper coming in for 110 points as well, or should we give him a chance to tie? Just the sleeper out of
just
nowhere?
Just get crazy.
We'll give you 110. Maybe.
I came here to take over.
You want to take the whole thing over?
He's here to... All right.
Should we stay away from that infographic? I think we should. Andy from Griswold. All right, which town is Amazon leading town businesses in record growth in Connecticut? This is going to be for 110 points.
Which town?
Yeah, one of the headlines we shared was there's a Connecticut town where Amazon is leading all businesses in growth by a substantial margin. What town in Connecticut is that in?
I'm just gonna throw a haymaker here and say Ledyard.
Oof. Not Ledyard. All right.
So I like that you came in to win, though.
You did come to win. Stay on the line. We're going to send you to the home show. Chris will get you hooked up with that. Which town in Connecticut is Amazon leading town business in record growth? 860-464-9490. I think we've got another caller. If this is Jim from Mystic, this could be magic. He could tie this thing back up.
We got to go. Quick.
Name and where you're calling from.
This is Jim from Mystic.
There we go, from Mystic. Here we go. All right, Jim, what's happened? I don't know if you heard, but Andy from Griswold is now at 220 points. You're sitting there at 110. If you tell me which town Amazon leads town business in record growth, we said it earlier, which town is it, Jim from Mystic?
Is it North Haven?
It is North Haven.
This is magic on the radio.
What an all-time magical moment here.
This is incredible.
Jim from Mystic, you now have 220 points. You've got to come to the home show next week, and we've got the face-off with you and Andy. Do you accept the challenge?
I do accept the challenge.
I love it.
All right, Jim from Mystic at 220 points. This is epic. We've got Andy from Griswold at 220 points. We've got the face-off next week. Live, Saturday, 11 a.m., Jim from Mystic, Andy from Griswold. Andy from Griswold's got a beef with Martin. Martin, the special guest referee. We've got Doug Braun, Service Station Equipment.
Doing his own show.
Byron Lazine from One & Company and Pat from Barnum Plans. It's going to be mayhem next week at Mohegan Sun at the home show. This is Real Estate Radio, and you're on 94.9 News Now and stimulating.